A letter. A Hands of the Emperor, Nine Worlds, Lays of the Hearthfire story. Written by Bread and Roses, and read by Calicuria. This story features the pairing Artorn Damara, Cleofer Kip Madong, has been rated for general audiences, and has been tagged, No Archive Warnings Apply. Additional tags for Yearning, Fealty, Really a Large Amount of Yearning, Spoilers for the End of Hands of the Emperor, Unresolved Sexual Tension. Summary. A letter written in Gorjo City on the occasion of the Viceroyship Ceremony. Chapter 1. My Lord Viceroy. Cleofert.
My dearest Kip.
Why should I dither over the salutation, when no eyes but mine will ever read it? I sit here writing you a letter which I know I will never send you. And yet I must write. I must put these swirling thoughts and emotions down, or I shall never manage to face you in the morning. So, I sit up on my balcony in this palace of the Vangaveve as I write this, listening to the sea and the night birds. I've loved this province since long before I ever came here, for it is your home and you speak of it so lovingly. And then, when you brought me here, its beauty surpassed all my imagining. So it was with you this evening, at the ceremony. What I saw from you was more magnificent than I had ever imagined. The wisdom and beauty and strength you displayed, as you took your place within the lays, shook me to my core. To witness your community, your family, finally understand and appreciate you as Tana was such a great joy to me. It is presumptuous indeed to say it, but I nearly burst with pride when you showed the assembly the tokens of your worth, and accepted the ember as your due. And then, the moment I had been anticipating for all these months of preparation, with both joy and terror, you knelt before me and offered me the fire, and your hands. I watched carefully for any flinch, any sign of fear from you. I cannot be sure that you felt none, for I am not a mind reader, but I did not see any indication of it. I could tell you were moved, but I wonder if it meant to you what it did to me. My dearest Kip, I don't know how to tell you that I sometimes dream of kneeling at your feet in turn. You've saved my life and my soul and given me my freedom, and by all the laws of fealty and story, my life is yours to do with as you will. But I know how telling you this would horrify you. You cannot bear to think of yourself as worthy of glory or service. Is it that you truly prefer to serve me? I have never asked if you worship me, if you leave flowers or burn incense in front of my picture in some corner of your rooms. I don't think I could bear to know if it was true. My dearest hope is that you see me, the man and not the god. You, alone, have always treated me as a person, and I am more grateful for that than I can tell you. If what you need from me is to be your liege, your emperor, your deity, I will do my best for you. But I hope, I cannot put into words how desperately I hope, that you want something different. Your great uncle told me there are always those among the islanders who want to be Elanoa, to find an emperor worth staying for. I was never confident that I read his meaning correctly, but it seemed that he thought I could be such a one for you. It is my dearest wish that you could see us, not as lord and subject, god and worshipper, but as equals who choose to journey together. My dear, I cannot speak the wishes of my heart to you, for fear that you would hear them as an obligation. So I have tried, in every way I could think of, to show you that there is no closeness I do not welcome from you. You cannot overreach or presume. Whenever you choose to seek me out, you will find me waiting for you. And, if you should ever wish to have it, my heart is in my hand, yours for the taking. A.
Chapter 2.
And a response.
My lord, I have read the letter you left for me. I find myself in a quandary, for two reasons. First, I cannot be certain that you intended for me to read this letter at all. Your words suggest that you did not, but I fear I did not have the strength to put it down once I realized what it was I held in my hand. Nor have I put it down since. For this, I can only apologize, and will make any amends you desire when you return. Second, of course, is that you are off on your quest. I do not know where to direct this letter, nor can I be certain that it will not be read by another. For this reason, I feel constrained not to write as openly as I long to do. It is very difficult not to be able to speak with you face to face, but I cannot wait until you have returned to respond. Your letter astonished me very greatly, my lord, but you must not think that I was in any way displeased. I cannot possibly tell you how much the opposite is true. I am overcome by what you have told me, and I can only beg you to have no fear, none at all, of my reaction. I am quite certain that Buratova would not have spoken to you of Illinois and Aurelius Magnus if he did not intend a favorable comparison. He would tease me, but that is only to be expected. I did not know you had had this conversation, and I confess myself very curious to know more about it when you return. But he is correct, and he knows that I have always loved the tale of the islander who left home to stand beside his emperor. It is my great joy that I have found an emperor worthy of standing beside. I do not know that any islander since Illinois could say the same. My dear lord, the very great gift that you offer me is one I never thought myself worthy to receive, and so I never let myself consider whether I would like to have it. But, my lord, can you doubt that my answer is yes, and yes, and yes again? I will cherish it as I have anything you entrusted to me. I would offer you the same in fair exchange, but you must know that it has not been in my possession for many years now, not since I came into your service. I wish you quick success on your quest, that you might come home to me all the sooner. I await your return with great anticipation, and I remain, as I ever have been, your loyal and devoted, Cleofer Lord Madang, Yaron Kip. The end. Thanks for listening.